USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Boston made history Monday by swearing in the city's first black police commissioner. Born and raised in Dorchester, Commissioner William Gross first joined the Boston Police Department as a cadet in 1983. At the swearing-in, Gross thanked the city leaders who came before him.
We had men and women that were visionaries to move us to the next step, so that one day it doesn't matter where you're at from the city, we can call you police commissioner.
Chicago had an unacceptably violent weekend. Those words Monday from the city's police superintendent. At least 11 people were killed and 53 injured in shootings between Friday and Sunday. At a news conference alongside police leaders, Mayor Rahm Emanuel called on communities affected most by gun violence to do more to help authorities.
What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood in Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One free special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy One, Get One free special. If you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875, use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
12 more women are suing the University of Southern California and a former gynecologist, Dr. George Tyndall. Dozens of women accused Tyndall of sexually harassing and assaulting them during medical exams over a period of decades. They say USC knew about the alleged abuse and did nothing. The latest suit filed by attorney Gloria Allred.
We are now representing a total of 36 alleged victims in these lawsuits. And we expect to be filing even more lawsuits in the near future on behalf of other USC students.
Attorneys for some victims have argued that following an internal investigation of complaints against Tyndall in 2016, the university paid Tyndall a substantial financial settlement so he would quietly resign. The government star witness in the financial fraud trial of Paul Manafort testified Monday that he embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from the former Trump campaign chairman and told jurors that he and Manafort committed crimes together, depositing money in secret overseas accounts. Witnesses described Gates as Manafort's right-hand man. He accepted a plea deal. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The second earthquake to rock Indonesia was even scarier than the first. The July 29th quake was 6.4, Sunday's was 6.9. Monday, tourists were desperately trying to evacuate, but one person from New York says she's staying put to help. Bivadin Bashmits was already in Lombok, Indonesia, volunteering with her kids when the quake hit.
I was very fortunate that all the 80 children were in their mosque for their evening prayers. And in a setting like this, the mosque is a very open space, so nobody got injured because they could just walk out of the field right next to the mosque. So that was a big relief that everybody was okay, but the damage to the buildings is quite severe. So we were lucky that nobody was inside the other buildings.
Around 100 people were killed, thousands of tourists waiting to be evacuated. Federal investigators sifted through the wreckage of a twin-engine airplane that crashed in a Santa Ana parking lot Monday, killing the five people on board. Orange County Fire Captain Steve Cazialdi tells KTTV emergency crews responded after the plane hit an unoccupied parked car in the lot of a Staples store and a CVS pharmacy.
They tried to see anything they could do to treat the patients, but they were already deceased.
The group was traveling Sunday aboard the Cessna 414 aircraft from Concord, California, to Orange County for a real estate conference. Although the pilot declared an emergency, he didn't state the nature of his problem. Witnesses at the scene say they didn't hear any sputtering from the engine, with some guessing that the plane had run out of fuel. There was no explosion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.